You have a uniqueness. Until you choose to pursue your uniqueness, you will be wasting your life trying to live someone else's. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about embracing uniqueness and the 5 points you need to get invested in your vision for purpose living.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because what better way to be helpful than with a dash of twisted encouragement? And we all need that encouragement if we're going to be intentional about purpose living. We have to choose to take purposeful action to get there. We can't be jellyfish. See, a jellyfish doesn't have the ability to direct his course. A jellyfish has to go where the current takes him, tossed to and fro by the waves in the water. Never a good thing. You are not a jellyfish. You are designed with unique qualities and abilities to fulfill your place and purpose. But you have to believe in it. You have to believe it to be it. Otherwise, you will be a jellyfish. Or worse. I invested a lot of time pursuing the direction they told me to go. They knew what they were talking about because they were experts. They had years of experience and the success to prove it. They even had pictures. So I went down their path. I followed their directions. I was not happy. But pursuit of purpose isn't always about your happy place. Sometimes it's about doing what needs to be done. So I wasn't happy, but I was going. And going is what matters, right? Yeah, I know how silly that sounds now. And then I had my snarky rainbows moment. That aha moment of clarified purpose, vision, understanding. And for me, it opened up the clouds and I understood the importance of embracing my uniqueness. I knew in that moment that the path they had dictated for me was not my path. It was their path. Now, there was nothing wrong with their path for them. It just wasn't the right path for me, not in its entirety anyway. I began to take out little bits of their path and little bits of other paths that I saw, and I created a mosaic of possibilities for my own going. You need a mosaic of your possibilities, and it's up to you to live your uniqueness and to create that mosaic of uniquely you. But you have to understand and embrace your uniqueness in order to be in a position to go that way, to create that mosaic of possibilities. If you don't invest in knowing the unique you, then you will be subject to living the life of a jellyfish. You will be wasting your time and energy being tossed about by the waves and the currents as you follow the life of someone else. If you have not yet had your snarky rainbows moment, that aha moment of clarity about your uniquenesses, I encourage you to take some time to work on unlocking that power, and it is powerful. You can visit harnessyourwhy.com to learn more or to check out some of the purpose articles over at snarkyrainbows.com. But no matter how you get the focus, be determined to get that focus. As long as you're living the life of someone else, and a life that other people have dictated for you, you're going to be wasting your time, your resources, and your passion on something that is not you. You are unique in all the world, and you are crafted on purpose and for a purpose. You are woven with intention into this tapestry of life. You, and only you, can complete your design because there is no other you out there. Take a look at all that you are. Recognize the amazing details that piece you together. Embrace the importance of your design, and then begin to live as if you matter. because you do. You don't have to fight the current to live a life of intention. Just don't allow the current or some other person to dictate your going.
You are designed with intention, so dare to embrace your uniqueness and live intentionally. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will break down the 5 points for embracing your vision so that you can stand in your place.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are living unique. We're being intentional and unlocking the power of knowing our place in purpose. I am Catherine Lang. I am your Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I dare you to dream big and live bold. I dare you to take your steps, your intentional steps, one little bit at a time. You can visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more about setting the path to living your bold uniqueness and not being a jellyfish.
Living with unique focus can be a challenge when you're faced with a world that wants you to conform. The world wants you to be a jellyfish so it can put you where it wants to put you, even if that means leaving you to bake on the sand. And it probably does. You can stand stronger when you invest in the vision of your unique design. So first, you have to know it in your knower. I mean, without a doubt. You have to have it settled in your heart, deep down in your heart. You have to get it rooted so firmly that nothing and nobody, not even you, will be able to talk you out of it. Because they will try. Right after I started using the Snarky Rainbows tag, and I redesigned the logo to include the twisted rainbow tornado, I was discouraged from doing it. That's stupid. Don't do that. What is a snarky rainbow anyway? I've never heard of that before. Of course he hadn't heard of that before, because I am the Snarky Rainbows. It defined me. It made me happy to say, and it connected immediately. It connected me immediately with others who knew me. They recognized it. As soon as I said it, they recognized it. I loved it. I believed in it. And even before he had a chance to knock it down, I had already rooted it deep and down in my knower. But even then, when he had barraged me with all these negatives, I had a moment of doubt. And there are still times when I will doubt it. And I always go back to those roots of happy, joy, connection. And it allows me to grab hold of the vision again. You have to know your uniqueness in your knower. The second thing is to keep it to yourself. You want to tell everyone about your vision and your purpose and your uniqueness, but not everyone needs to know, and not everyone wants to know. I have always loved words. And when I began to use those words more often on projects for school and towards writing for magazines and newspapers, I started to think that maybe that was something I wanted to do with my life. And I had often talked to my grandmother about these types of things and about other serious subjects, so I decided to talk to her about my plan to write. Her only response to me was, you know, they call them starving artists for a reason. In hindsight, as I've learned more about her life and where she came from and where she was going and whatnot, I realized that she probably wasn't the best confidant for this particular venue, because her words deflated what my heart desired, and it turned me in a different direction. It took me years to overcome those words, and when times get rough, to this day, those words will often show up to taunt me. Be careful who you tell, because not everyone needs to know. The third thing is to practice patience. It is a line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, little bits at a time journey. Don't rush into it, or you might end up making a mess of it. I read about a bridge that was being built, and in an attempt to hurry the process along, they started the bridge from both sides. When the two sides were ready to meet up, they were a foot off. That meant that the bridge couldn't be completed as it was. Eventually, they did get it completed, but it required more time and more money than they would have had invested if they hadn't been in such a hurry to rush the project. And remember, after all, the one who created you for this place and purpose knew what was, what is, and what will be. And he literally has all the time in the world. It's going to get done. But I get it. Waiting never comes easy. It's probably why I hate for someone to tell me they have a surprise for me. I invest a lot of energy trying to figure it out. And that's kind of what this journey is. It's a lot like someone telling you they have a surprise for you. You know there's something amazing, and you want to know all the details instead of just waiting patiently for it to arrive. The more excitement there is in the process, the more anticipation can build. But make the intentional choice to keep planning for your next step, to slow down so you can listen for the peace that comes from acceptance of patience, and then to move once the peace has settled. Practice patience. The fourth thing is to find a partner. And yes, I know I just said a few minutes ago that you didn't need to tell everybody. But you also do need to reach out to a mentor or an accountability partner or somebody you know that you can trust. It's important to have others that you can share your insights and revelations and that can help you work through this process. I had been pushing to reach my goals. I was writing them down. I was reviewing them. I was doing everything that I knew I could do, but I wasn't seeing any movement. And then I joined the goal chat, Twitter chat on Sunday nights. The only difference from what I was doing and what I started doing was the accountability that I got from the group. And really, it was more the encouragement I got from them than anything else. Now, do I tell them everything? Rarely. But I tell some of the people in the group most everything. Because when you find someone you can trust to encourage your uniqueness, and that's the key, they have to be willing to encourage your uniqueness, then dare to share with them because they will fuel your ability to keep going. And finally, start right now. See the you that you are designed to be and then begin being that unique you. Invest in learning your unique qualities and elements and let that vision of you settle deep in your heart. You can wait, but your heart desire will often haunt you until you give in. Just ask my brother. My younger brother was always good at sports and he worked well with younger people, so he pursued a career in coaching. He and his wife were both coaches and they had started their family when my brother finally admitted to himself, to his wife, and to my parents that his heart was really all about medicine. He wanted to follow the footsteps of our grandfather who had been a general practitioner in our hometown. So he packed up the family and went off to medical school. It's easier to do what your heart desires before you have others in the boat with you. But even when you're journeying together, don't give up on your heart seed. Now is the best time to start growing up your heart seed into all that you're designed to be. Your what of your place and purpose is unique to you. And when you settle it in your heart and in your mind, then you're strengthened to live it. So know it in your knower. Keep it to yourself. Practice patience. Find a partner and start right now. Get invested in the vision of you so that you can be bold in pursuing your place and purpose.
It's up to you to walk it out and to live your unique design. But the more you know, the easier it's going to be for you to go, to walk out those steps that are uniquely you. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break. And when we return, we're going to take the challenge for living out our unique design. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com. That's HOPEBOOST. And sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope. We have been working to uncover our unique design to create a focus on our vision of who we uniquely are so that we can begin walking out our place and purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach, encouraging you to live your purpose one unique little bit at a time. Learn more by visiting coachforfocus.com today.
In the end, it is up to you. You have to make the choice to know your unique design, so you will be positioned to pursue that design with bold intention. You're the only one that can be you, and you are the only one that you should try to be. Everything else is a waste. The challenge for being the unique you has 4 steps. First, define the unique you. Write down all the elements that make up the tapestry of you. Second, create a vision for living out that unique design. What will you living look like? Third, set down a path for walking it out. Create those little bits of action that are going to get you there. And fourth, begin moving into that unique design of you now. Right now, in this moment, make the choice to pursue the you that you are designed to be. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I look forward to hearing your stories of unique pursuits. So connect with me over at the growinghoperadio.com website or check out snarkyrainbows.com. And you can join us on this journey of purpose living over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group. It will not happen by accident, and it is never too late to pursue. So get up, get going, and be the unique you that only you can be. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.